1 Samuel chapter 23. I preached out of 1 Samuel chapter 26 a few services ago. And tonight we won't keep you long at all. We just want to share with you this message tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 23, and I believe it will hopefully bless you tonight as it has blessed me. We have here the cat and mouse game that's been going on for a number of chapters now with David and Saul. And we know that David is fleeing from Saul. Saul is trying to find him. We know in the previous chapter that David finds himself in a cave, the cave of Adullam. And there was some other people in there as well, total of about 400 people. And they were depressed, they were discouraged, they were despondent, they were in debt. And David said, you know what? Actually, they said, hey, David, why don't you be the captain and we'll just be your soldiers. So he took all these despondent, discouraged, in debt, and depressed crew and made an army out of it. And so here we are in chapter 23 in verse 1. And remember, David's not on the throne yet. But we know that he's the anointed one that would take Saul's place. We know Saul is in a jealous mode right now, in a mode of anger, and he's after to kill David. And here he is, David in chapter 23, verse 1. Then they told David, saying, behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they rob the threshing floors. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. And David's men said unto him, behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? And David inquired of the Lord yet again. And the Lord answered him and said, arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thine hand. So David and his men went out to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. We will stop there. I want to preach tonight on this subject, standing on the promises of God. When I tuned in this morning, and this was already on my heart, and when I tuned in this morning, I was listening to the service on the way up, and I believe that's what Denise was playing as the choir was coming up at the beginning of service, standing on the promises of God. When the Lord family was here for a homecoming, they started off singing, didn't he promise that he'd always bring you through? And aren't you thankful for the promises of God? There's been a number of statistics thrown out there of how many promises are in the Word of God. Thousands, all the way up to tens of thousands. And so we know that there are many promises. There's a lot of promises in the Word. Sometimes man-to-man promises, sometimes God-to-man. But then I love those God-to-man promises that he says that he will be with us, never leaving us, never forsaking us. And I promise you this, that for every circumstance you're in, there's a promise that can be attached to it that God gives the child of God. And David gets a promise from God here in this scripture. And I want you to notice four things about this passage that I read to you, and just stick with me for a little bit, and I hope that it'll bless you as it has blessed me. And the Bible says that then they told David, saying, behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they robbed the threshing floor. First, I want you to notice that the enemy infiltrated the children of God. The enemy came against the children of God. Here in Keilah was the tribe of Judah. The children of Israel were living there in this place. Now you have to understand where this place was. This was the lowlands of Judah. The name Keilah actually means citadel. But where this was located was in the lowlands. It was the desert area. It was where Bedouins lived. And so it was a lowly estate, a lowlands where some people would be living. It was gated, as we'll find out later in this chapter. And so the Bible says that these men came to David and say, hey, some of your people, some of our friends, some of our family, they are being persecuted and the Philistines are about ready to attack them. And so David does something that is probably a little bit peculiar, but it shouldn't be peculiar. It says that he inquired of the Lord. And so he inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go smite these Philistines? Now I want you to notice something with me on this first point. The enemy came after the children of God. And it doesn't matter what estate you're in, it doesn't matter matter how, where you live on the social status, the enemy will come and attack you if you are a child of God. Listen, if you claim to be a child of God, remember, when you wake up tomorrow morning, the enemy will be there to attack you in many ways. He has come against your family. He has come against your children. He's come against your body, but the enemy will come against you. Be known this tonight, folks. The enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy. And this is exactly what the Philistines were doing. They were coming against a weak part of God's family. They were coming against the lowlands, but they were coming not only to kill, but they were coming to steal. Because you'll notice it says they not only are they coming to attack God's children, but they're coming to rob the threshing floor. You say, what was so important about the threshing floor? That's where they separated the wheat from the chaff. That was what they were going to survive on. That was their daily sustenance. That was what they would live on. That was the seed they would have to plant for the next harvest. And so the enemy was coming after not only them right now, but he was coming after their future, because they said, if we can steal the seed, we can take care of them and wipe them out. Listen, that's what Satan, listen to me tonight. That's what Satan wants to do with every child of God, with every family, with every person that claims to be a Christian. He is coming to steal, kill, and destroy. He will not stop until you're wiped out. But I got good news. I'm standing on the promises of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Thank God we are the head and not the tail. There's nothing that Satan throws at us. Thank God that we can go up with God's help and defeat the enemy. Hallelujah. The enemy infiltrated the child of God. But I want you to notice this, and I alluded to it already. Not only did the enemy infiltrate the children of God, but also David inquired after God. He inquired of the Lord, it says, shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. Now, you say, well, why did David ask the Lord? Why not did he just make up his mind and go take care of it? Well, let's look at the circumstance here. Remember his army. They're despondent, they're discouraged, they're depressed, and they're broke. How would you go up to like to use those guys and go up against the vast army of the Philistines? Okay? So that's one reason. Second reason, you gotta understand, David ain't the king. Saul's the king. And this is Saul's responsibility. Keilah was not David's responsibility. It was Saul's responsibility. So not only was they outnumbered, but David's like, you know what, God? Is it okay if I go ahead and usurp the authority? Basically is what he was doing, because this was Saul's responsibility. But Saul wasn't taking care of his own people. He was trying to kill David. So David was saying, there's a good reason why. He said, God, we're outnumbered here, but more importantly than that, I know you said I'm the anointed, but he's still in the position and there's authority lines that I can't cross. Is it okay that I go and take these men and fight after the Philistines? And that shows us that no matter what the situation is, we should always inquire of God to see if it's of him or not. I learned very early when we got married to pray about everything. Everything. If something's so small to others, it was big to us, but we prayed for everything. Every decision we make has consequences that you'll have to live with down the road. So it's a lot better to wait patiently upon the Lord and pray about things. Don't be too quick in making decisions. Sometimes you got to make quick decisions, and God will be there, and he promises us to be there and give you peace in making those decisions. But listen, I've always lived by this motto, when in doubt, don't. And David was in doubt, obviously. And so he inquired after God. And God gave him a word. And he said, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. And so he's like, okay, that's all I need. I got a word. Let's go. But look at what happened. It's obvious these men were still a little bit scared, because he's got these 400 men and he can't control them. He may be the captain, but he still ain't got any control over him. Because look what they said. Behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? And so the Bible says David inquired of the Lord yet again. Now some would say, well, you know, David shouldn't have done this. You know, because, you know, he's already got a word from the Lord. and he should have just stuck on the word of God and being a leader and stood up. Well, it's 400 against one. I don't knock David for asking again. Because how many of you have inquired of the Lord and asked him again? Lord, I really don't want to preach. Lord, I really don't want to preach. The next day, Lord, I don't know if this is you or not. And maybe some of you preachers know what I'm talking about. You prayed and God spoke to your heart, and it may have been a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, and you finally accepted the call to preach. Listen, there are things that we just want to make certain. That's exactly what God wants. And David wanted to make sure, because listen, he was outnumbered. There was an army, a motley crew, if you will, that was really not ready to fight. But listen, he said, I'm going to ask the Lord again to get confirmation. And so we have the inquiry of David. We have the infiltration of the enemy, but look how God intervened. Because when he asked the Lord again, God not only told him to go and smite the Philistines, but he gave him a promise. He said, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thy hand. He said, not only can you go fight them, but listen, you're going to be victorious. I promise you, you go on down there. I'll fight your battle for you. I'll fight with you, and you will defeat the enemy. Aren't you thankful tonight that when we need a promise, God gives us a promise? And any coward that is in fear of what God wants them to do, when you get a word from God like that, you can go into battle with your head held high, knowing you're going to be a winner. Amen. The scariest soldier in that cave and in that army had after he heard that word from God, said, you know what, I'm ready to fight now. I'm ready to fight now because we're going to win. So God intervened. And listen, he gave David a confirmation that you're going to have to fight, but I'm going to deliver the Philistines into thine hand. Now notice with me the final point. Not only do we see the infiltration of the enemy, and we see how David inquired, and we also see how God intervened, but notice the increase to Keilah. The Bible says in verse 5, so David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. So here's what they wanted. He said, David, in verse 2, God, he said, God, can I go and fight these Philistines and save Keilah? He said, absolutely. That's all he asked him to do. And then when the men came back and said, you know, this is a scary moment. Are you sure that we need to do this? He inquired again. And God said, yes, go ahead. And believe me, I'm going to give you more confirmation. I will deliver them into your hand. But notice what happened. When he got down there, and after the victory, the Bible says, and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter. And not only did he save the inhabitants of Keilah, but thank God, God gave them more than what they had before the fight. Amen. Some of you haven't caught on yet. You say, why is that important? Hey, the enemy came and stole their seed, and God replaced it with steak. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That might not bless you like it blesses me, but the very fact that what the enemy stole, God replaced it with so much better. That makes the fight worth fighting, to know that when we go into a battle, hallelujah, we can go in with our head held high, knowing that we're standing on the promises of God. And yes, the enemy may have taken some things over the years, but bless God, the enemy will finally be defeated. And guess what? He may have taken some things, but what we get in return is so much more than what he took. And it's time for us to make up our mind and inquire after God. Say, God, is this battle worth fighting? And I guarantee, no matter what you're facing tonight, the battle is worth fighting. Why? Because we are victorious. God says we are winners. I've read the back of the book. And don't you want to be on a team that's going to be a winning team, that at the end of the game, you know you're going to win? It's a lot easier to play on a team if you know you're going to win at the end of the day. Hey, I got good news for you. I know what happens at the end of the day. We win, we win, we win. Hallelujah. Amen. So what do you do when the enemy's at your doorstep? What do you do when the news comes that the devil's attacking your family? What do you do when the news comes and the devil's attacking you? What do you do when you wake up and the devil's there saying, I got you now? I'll tell you what you do. You inquire after God. You get into his word. You get one of his promises and you stand on them. I don't care how many they are. It doesn't matter. To me, every one of them's important. And I needed him this week. I needed him today. And guess what? I'll need him tomorrow. And thank God you can take it to the bank. His promises are sure. Hallelujah. So what are you going to do with the enemy? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Ask the Lord to help you, or you ought to remain a pawn of the enemy. I choose to fight. Because God promises we're winners.